All right, and we're back here on Out of the Woods. And as promised, we have live music in the studio this week. A new guy on the scene. You might not have heard of him before. His name's John Gorka. Hey, welcome, John.
Hello. Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So you are in the state of New Hampshire, where we are.
Yes.
And you're traveling around. You had a show last night.
Yep, in New London, and a show tonight in Londonderry. So got the Londons in the New Hampshire covered.
There we go. By the time folks hear this, though, you will be further on down the road, and
yeah,
we'll let folks know where you're going to be about the time you're going to.
Okay.
They're going to be hearing this, but
right.
You got your guitar with you.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I'm going to sing a. Maybe just by way of introduction, maybe I'll just sing a song that I one of the things recently, last few years, I've been asking the audience how many people have not seen me play live before. And I've been surprised at the numbers, the hands go up. So I do have a couple of introductory songs that I do for them. Hope you can hear all right. This is a song about where I am from. I'm from New Jersey. I don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust. I'm from New Jersey. No, I don't talk that way. I watched too much TV when I was young. I'm from New Jersey. My mom's Italian. I've read those mafia books. We don't belong. There were girls from New Jersey who had that great big hair. Once found in shopping malls, I will take you there. I'm from New Jersey. It's not like Texas, no. There is no mystery. I can't pretend. I'm from New Jersey. It's like Ohio, but even more so. Imagine that. I know which exit and where I'm bound. Tolls on the parkway, they will slow you down. New Jersey people, they will surprise you, 'cause they're not expected to do too much. They will try harder, they may go further, 'cause they never think that they are good enough. I'm from New Jersey, I don't expect too much. If the world ended today, I would adjust, yes, I would adjust, I would adjust.
John Gorka, live for you here on Out of the Woods. That may have been the first song I ever heard you play.
It's funny how long that song has had a much longer life than I expected it to. I think there's other places that feel the same way, and not everybody in New Jersey feels that way. I've been told that, so I know that's not universal in the state. But I found that other places. I like that song as well.
Yeah, I think the first time I heard it, I was listening to my own station that I used to be at, sort of before I started doing acoustic shows over there. And it was the faculty advisor. He played that back-to-back with Houses in the Fields.
Uh-huh.
And I think I was hooked from that point on.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that was from the Jack's Crows record.
Absolutely. That's a great one.
fantastic.
Well, folks, John Gorka's here with us. He's traveling through the area. I got some dates in front of me here. If he's going to be playing in your local area, we'll let you know about that too. I think we're first going to be hearing this from April 23rd in the state of New Hampshire, but from there you're going to be in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, next weekend. Next weekend. That way. Seattle and Gig Harbor and Portland, I think, next weekend. After that, I'm not sure. I think there's more shows in May.
Right, yeah, you have a bit of a break. And then May 12th, you are back in New York, Saranac Lake, and then Schenectady and Auburn, New York. And all through May, you're up in Toronto, and then you're back in New Hampshire.
Oh, all right.
On May 19th at Red and Shorty's in Dover.
Oh, yeah.
Down by the seacoast down there. Yeah, I might have to try and get over there to that one, too. But, yeah, great stuff. John Gorka is here with us. Got another one for us?
Yeah, let me see. This is one I often do. I love the sentiment. The words are by William Stafford, American poet and pacifist. And I was asked a few years ago to contribute some music to a short film on his life and work, and they sent me a book and asked me to pick out something to put music to, and these are the words. It's a song called "Where No Monument Stands." It's a song about a place where war did not break out. This is the field where the battle did not happen, where the unknown soldier did not die. This is the field where grass joined hands, where no monument stands. And the only heroic thing is the sky. And the only heroic thing is the sky. Birds fly here without any sound, unfolding their wings across the open. No people killed or were killed on this ground, hallowed by neglect, with an air so tame that people celebrate it by forgetting its name. This is the field where the battle did not happen, where the unknown soldier did not die. This is the field where grass joined hands, where no monument stands. And the only heroic thing is the sky. And the only heroic thing is the sky.
John Gorka, here on Out of the Woods, and you did make it through that one.
I did.
All right, we'll turn you back up now.
All right.
Yeah, we're back in one piece. Great stuff.
Thanks. Yeah, that I just like the tone that sets, because I think a group of people is kind of like a field. Where good things will happen and have happened. So that's I like the sentiment of that song, especially in this such these times are so crazy and divided. I just like the idea of that one.
Excellent. We've got your most recent CD, Bright Side of Downs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you were working on another one yet.
Well, I'm always working on something. What I've been working on is a new. It's new and old at the same time. It's just about done. My first record was called I Know, and that came out in 1987 on Red House Records. But I had made that record three times before my first record three times before I was ready to put it out. Right. The first recording I did was in November of 1985 in Nashville, a project produced by Jim Rooney, who picked the players. I brought a guitar player down from Bethlehem, and we recorded and mixed 10 songs in 5 days. And after that, I realized it was not the direction I wanted to go, so it never came out. Most of the 9 out of the 10 songs ended up on I Know, but there were new recordings. There was a second version of that I did with Bill Kohler in Woodbridge, New Jersey. We did it on an 8-track machine, then we switched to a 24-track machine, and that was the version that ended up coming out on Red House. But the tapes kind of went around the country. They went from Nashville to Pennsylvania to New York City to Michigan, and eventually into my garage in Minnesota. And a couple of years ago, they were just kind of sitting there. I figured, well, I should probably, you know, give them a listen, see if it's even, you know, the tapes are even playable. And took to a studio in Minneapolis, and I realized I had to, since the tapes were so old at this point, they had to be baked to be played, and they weren't literally baked, but using a hairdryer to heat them up so that the particles would stick to the tape, so you could hear the music, right, on those, right, on those metallic particles. Anyway, I listened to it, was like, hey, this sounds pretty good. And so we just we did a new mix of it, and now I think it'll be coming out, it looks like, maybe this fall. And I call it Before Beginning. And it's there was no new recording. It was those same. We just did a little bit of remixing of the songs. But I think there's some nice playing on it. And it's different since I was playing live with the other players. And Lucy Kaplansky and Lucy Kaplansky and Sean Colvin came down for those sessions. Some of the songs they sang live with me and the band, so it's, there's kind of a good energy about it, and so that's kind of what I've been paying attention to, and I'm looking forward to working on new songs once this was all out of my hands.
Well, that one sounds really interesting.
So yeah, some nice playing on it.
Yeah, it's funny though. You know, you think. 80s, they're not that long ago.
I know.
In our minds.
I know, I know.
It takes archaeology to actually play the tapes.
Right, yes.
John Gorka is here with us on Out of the Woods. Maybe we get you to play another one.
Yeah, let's see here. Maybe we get a different pick out. I'll use that. Okay, I'm going to do that. I'll do something from, maybe I'll do something from Bright Side of Dawn. I've got these different capos here I'm using. I've got two capos on. I've got a regular capo on the second fret, and then I have this partial capo on the fourth fret. And the partial capo gives it the regular capo just raises the pitch of it's a clamp that clamps on the neck of the guitar that raises the pitch of the strings and allows you to play chords that have open strings. And there's also the second capo. The partial capo is on the fourth fret, covering the middle four strings, so it leaves the top and bottom strings open, so it sounds like an open tuning. but you use your mainly your left hand chord forms stay pretty much the same. Okay, so this is a song from Bright Side of Down. It's a love song. It's called Outnumbered. Not in love, on a wing and a prayer. I chased a dream I was dreaming of. Suddenly you were there. Behind a smile, behind a name. After that summer day, I'd never be the same. You ask me now how long a love can be. I say I don't know. Will love one till you outnumber me. Inside it's rainy and cold, and you're 1,000 miles east. My phone can't reach a soul, and this night has no release. I'd rather buy than be sold. But even my money here won't do. I won't be worth a thing till I get next to you. You ask me now how long a love can be. I say I don't know, but I will love one till you outnumber me. You are the one till you outnumber me.
John Gorka, once again, here on Out of the Woods. Very nice.
Well, thanks.
So I'm looking at the summer schedule here. You have some festivals coming up, too.
Yeah, I mentioned Eliza Gilkison's name before. I made a record with her and Lucy Kaplansky called Red Horse in 2010. And we did a bunch of shows together, which were very fun. But last year, Eliza has started a songwriter kind of a retreat called La Casa de Musica in just outside of Taos, New Mexico, and I was a part of that last year. Talking about songwriting and with 20 students, and it was lots of fun. So I'm going to do it again this year in the second weekend in June.
In New Mexico,
yeah,
is it hot?
it's up in the mountains, so it's I guess it can get hot during the day, but it was pretty. I don't recall it being oppressively hot, but it was a very beautiful area. It seemed like there was a rainbow every day there, in the land of enchantment.
Well, that's one part of the country I have not been to. I have to check it out sometime.
Yeah,
I hear nice things.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Looks like in July you're back in the New England area. You've got the New Bedford Folk Festival.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'm glad that I guess they revived it. So last year, I guess, was supposed to be the last ever, and then I guess they were able to revive it one more time at least. I don't know. We'll see. I'm looking forward to that. That's always a lot of fun.
Excellent. John Gorka's here live with us in the studio.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get you to...
Let's see here.
Play on.
Done some. Maybe do this one from. This will be. May have to adjust the levels because I'm using a pick and it's a little bit more of a little louder. It's a song called "Good Noise" that I recorded on a record in 1994 on a record called "Out of the Valley," and it was. Inspired by, I got to have breakfast with Pop Staples at a festival in London called the American Music Festival in the summer of 1992. And as we were getting ready, I tell that there's a more elaborate story that I tell at the shows, but it was just a thrill. As we were leaving, he said, if you ever have any contemporary gospel songs, send them to me. He said, I'll give you a good deal. He said, so he gave me his address, and I remember I had this—I just had the chorus of the song that I didn't really know what to do with it. And then I thought, so I went back at it with revisited that chorus and wrote some verses. And there's a line I sing now that I like better than the one recorded, so I'll sing it that way in this song. And this is it's called Good Noise, and it's this is for Pops.
Tell me the truth, what are you living for? Tell me why are you near? Cause if you cannot make yourself a good noise, tell me what you're doing here. Now we all got the hand for the gimme, we all got the mouth for the much obliged. But when it comes down to giving back, we give the eye to the other guy. Oh, it seems that so much trouble is simply caused by the angry word. Although silence can be a virtue, I say it's a good noise that's preferred. Tell me the truth, what are you living for? Tell me why are you near? Cause if you cannot make yourself a good noise, tell me what you're doing here. Right and reason to be down in the dumps today, but aren't you just adding to the problem? If you got nothing good to say, I have a question for the mighty all across this mighty land. Oh, tell me, how can you ever take a breath of hope talking down your fellow man? Tell me the truth, what are you living for? Tell me why. Why are you near? Cause if you cannot make yourself a good noise, tell me what you're doing here. Tell me the truth, what are you living for? Tell me why are you near? Cause if you cannot make yourself a good noise, tell me what you're doing here. Cause if you cannot make yourself a good noise, tell me what you're doing here.
John Gorka, once again, yeah. Pop Staples.
Yeah, I got to meet Mavis, his daughter, and I told, gave her a brief account of how that happened, and because I had asked him to sign a copy of his CD that I had with me. He had just put out his record called "Peace to the Neighborhood" on Point Blank Records, and I ran up to my room. And so I had met him in the bar, because he couldn't sleep either because of the time change in the jet lag. So I went upstairs and I got my copy of his CD and asked him to sign it. And I played at the Ann Arbor Folk Festival a few years back with Red Horse, and Mavis was playing there with her band, and I got to say hello. And asked her to sign it as well. She signed it, and her sister Yvonne signed it. So that was a thrill. That's kind of, because those so central to what I like best about this country. You know, the music and also being a part of the civil rights movement. because Pops was a personal friend of Dr. King, and originally from Mississippi, and he knew, where he knew some of the original folk blues guys. He knew Charlie Patton, and he also also knew from the same area was Howlin' Wolf, Chester Burnett. And if you read about the, there's a book that came out recently about Mavis and the Staple Singers. It's a great book. I think it's called I'll Take You There. And she talks about having barbecues where Mahalia Jackson would come by on 4th of July, and performers would stay there when they were playing in town. It's just an amazing amazing family. And now she's doing a tour with Bob Dylan, I think, now.
That's great. Well, John Gorka is here with us on Out of the Woods. Maybe we can get him to play another one and probably take a quick break right after that and get in the station ID.
Okay. This is one that, in that Red Horse record, Lucy, we sing each other's songs. I sing one of Eliza's and I sing one of Lucy's. And this is one of mine that Lucy sings. I originally recorded on a record called Between 5 and 7, where Lucy sings Lucy sings harmony on this song. And it's a song, Lucy had a better introduction for it than I did, that she said this is a song that about some of John's friends who made some unfortunate choices. This is called Blue Chalk.
So I wonder how she's doing. I hate it when the rumors fly. They give off such a strange sense of mission when your helplessness on high. She would never run from strangers. She sang alone like a bell will toll, way above all the clang and the clatter, out of fear of her demon soul. Maybe none of this is my business, and none of what I hear is true. I am far from the mint condition, circulation's hard on you. Hold tight, hang tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff, to save you. Hold tight, hang tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff, to save you now. Oh, he can never find the, he can always find the holes in the bottles, even with a blindfold on. Never kept his seat on the wagon, rolling off like a rolling stone. Blue chalk between his fingers, hustling a pool room song. He always kept a line for the singers, pointing his cue right from wrong. Hold tight, hang tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff, to save you. Hold tight, hang tough, love's not enough to keep you off that stuff, to save you now. Oh, so I wonder how she's doing. I hate it when the rumors fly. Involves such a strange sense of mission when your helplessness on high. She would never run from strangers. She sang alone like a bell will toll,
way above all the clang and the clatter, out of fear of a demon soul.
John Gorka for you once again.
Hello, nice. Yes.
Yeah, that's a great one there. That's another old favorite of mine.
Oh, thanks.
Definitely. Yeah. And what was that? You said between 5 and 7?
Between 5 and 7, yeah. That came out in
96.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was running around following you a lot back then. I was going to all the Falcon Ridge Festival.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. That was we recorded that at Paisley Park in Chanhassen, Minnesota, which is Prince's place, and I think we had 2 days in the bigger studio, and then we did more recording and the mixing in the smaller studio. But it was interesting. It was really a great studio. And the small studio we were able to get for a very good rate. I remember we had a couple of sightings of Prince there as well, which was a lot of fun.
Was it the real Prince or the Prince impersonators?
Yeah, it was the I guess I don't know if he was formerly Prince by then, but he was definitely the artist. He's an amazing musician.
Yeah, he's cool. We all liked him in high school. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, he's graduated to the ranks of being as big as Elvis in Las Vegas because there's impersonators roaming around.
Oh, is that right? Is that right? Oh, there's
princes on the street.
Oh, that's interesting. That's funny. I've been to just the airport in Las Vegas. I think I stayed there one time at a hotel outside of by the airport. So I never really visited the strip there. But speaking of Elvis imitators, I once played at a wedding reception in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. This is probably 35 years ago, around 35 years ago. It's a wedding reception, and I opened for an Elvis impersonator at this wedding reception.
Oh, that's funny.
And he was kind of mean, too. I remember he messed with my tuners on the guitar. The real Elvis would not have done that.
No. Well, you're tuned into Out of the Woods. John Gorka is here in the studio with us. We have a quick break to take, but we'll be right back after this.
I walk where the bottles break, and the black top still comes back for more. Still comes back. I live where the neighbors yell and their music comes up through the floor. I live where the neighbors yell and their music wakes me up. Life beyond the playground fence, serious as basketball. Life beyond the playground fence, serious. It's been gentrified. They turn biker bars into flower shops. I kind of miss those Harley guys who rarely did a body harm. They mostly like to drink and shout, flash the pictures on their arms. Oh, oh, oh. It happens when the money comes. It happens when the money comes, the poor get pushed. The
like they count. They wanna ride in their own car. People aren't saints, no, people just are. They wanna feel like they count. They wanna ride in their own car. I just want to make enough to buy this town and keep it rough. I just wanna make enough to buy this town. Buy. Blacktop still comes back for more. I walk when the bottles break and the blacktop still comes back. I live where the neighbors yell and their music comes up through the floor. I live where the neighbors yell and their music wakes me up. Life beyond the playground fences, basketball. Life beyond the playground fences. Serious, serious. Oh, I walk, I live my life. I hide when the bottles break by the playground fence, where the neighbors yell the movies are red.
Down from my high horse, and you come down from your hill. I'll ride up from the valley, from our place by the mill. The neighborhood's gone quiet since the good jobs have gone. With the odds against us stacked 1,001. Oh, everything's changing, the new jobs don't. Our old street is crumbling, young ones are moving away. So that's why I called you, I know you could help. But if you were inclined to, you could swing it yourself. Please do it for Gracie, if not for my sake. Back then when she chose me, maybe she made a mistake. Our memories are pictures with scissors for thoughts. And the wars that we're fighting are the wars that we've fought. I can't change all that happened or the words that I said. Taking on every demon I was full speed ahead. You should know this isn't like me or the man I became. And if it weren't for my health, I'd say it's part of the game. Oh, we did have an nest egg, but the treatments took. And I did have my pride, but that came off of my cap. And if I don't hear from you, know that I'll understand. I haven't told Gracie, she knows you're a good man. The neighborhood's gone quiet since the good jobs went south. Straight through to China, now it's fingers to mouth. Fingers.